Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Getting Social with Miriam. It is always so wonderful to have you along, and I hope you're having a great day. And, you know, I have blogged and just spoken so much about clout and social media influence. However, today we are definitely not going to be focusing on clout. And the focus, though, will be on the topic of influencer marketing. Because my guest today, his name is Peter D'Souza, who is the part owner of a company called Socialist, which was established in 2011, and he is going to tell us all about Socialist and how it is there to help small business owners use social media to get closer to customers. Peter is from London, the UK, and he studied history before becoming interested in sales and marketing. Peter has spent time at both Accenture and Deloitte working as a management consultant as in the technology sales and marketing space before focusing full-time on Socialist last year. Peter is also an avid blogger and writer, and he is very interested in how brands can get closer to customers. Outside of Socialist, Peter likes to spend time cooking, playing sports, writing, and daydreaming about his next travel adventure. Well, you know what? I know that I'm certainly in the same boat, too, with that. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Peter D'Souza of London, England. Hello, Peter.
Hi, Miriam. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the call.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. So now, Peter, can you tell us more about your company, Socialist?
Sure, I'd love to. Socialist was started in 2011 when me and my business partner were working at Accenture. And we had this idea, as you mentioned, about helping brands get closer to their customers and actually leverage social media. There was a lot of tools out there and a lot of different things that could be done, but we wanted to help people actually quickly and easily take advantage of social media. We got funding in 2014, and over the last sort of year or so, we've been building out the platform, and we've been starting to work with a lot of agencies, brands, and small businesses across the UK, Europe and the US, and recently we've taken on some staff in America and Indiana and Colorado, and also in Greece and in Italy. A little bit about Socialist and what we actually do. We're a social media analytics agency that focuses primarily on competitor analytics and influencer marketing. So those two elements I'll just talk you through there. So the first bit being competitor analytics. This is essentially letting you see what your rivals are up to on social media and how you compare to them. The point behind this is we believe that context is really important and that it's okay to know how you're doing on your own, but unless it's in the context of your wider market and your closest competitors, then the data can be a bit meaningless. The second element, and we'll probably try and focus on more today, is around influencer marketing. So really showing you who is engaging with your brand, your competitors, and your market, and giving them a ranking or a score so you can find out how influential they are and therefore spend your time focusing on the people that can hopefully make a real difference to your brand. The key concept really is to kind of create a social media solution that's simple to use, gives you context, and really pinpoints who the influencers are for your brand and market. So we do a lot of things that you would see in other platforms. So we have an analytics side where we show you how your brand's performing. We show you the top content. We show you your best channels, your best posts, your tweets, your hashtags. And then we move over and show you all the people engaging with your brand. We show you what type of engagements they've been and what channels they've been on. And we then give you the ability to actually go and contact those people. So you can send campaigns to them. You can follow them on Twitter. And you can export their IDs and their profiles. So you can have a build up a nice database of actually who these people are and who your target customers are. And hopefully then make your campaigns and your efforts a lot more targeted and intelligent.
Okay, well, you know what? You sound like there's a lot of similarities between Socialist and clout. So could you tell us the similarities and differences?
Sure. Clout, well, for kind of the first point, it's kind of has a B2C and a B2B offering, whereas we're focusing mainly on just helping businesses to do this. So for us, we're not trying to make end users do anything any different. We're trying to show people organically what people are doing already and then giving them the option to kind of go and contact these people. We also try to focus more on the wider picture. So with clout, we focus very much on influence, whereas with us, we have a three-stage approach. We have analytics, where we look at how your brand's performing and what your competitors are doing. Then we have the influencers, which is very much around showing you your influencers for your brand, market, or competitors. And then on the back end, we have the campaigns, which actually allows you to go and take what you've learned from the first two sections and then do something about it. Another clear point would be that price points, you know, we're way more kind of affordable and approachable for small businesses, whereas Clout and Clout Perks can often run into thousands per campaign. So mm-hmm. we're a much more approachable and usable kind of version of influencer marketing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, because that is something that I know very many small businesses and brands would be very interested in. And if you can do that, which if you can make it more affordable to them, then all the better, because that is what's going to really, really help them. So now I'm going to ask you, where do you think that the social media market's going to be going in 2015?
Sure. From my own personal perspective, I think the social media market has obviously been booming over the past few years, a real explosion of new companies and solutions, some great, some that really add value, and some maybe that just caused a bit more confusion and muddying of the waters. And I think, in my opinion, and from what I've heard from my customers, is that it can be a bit overwhelming and a bit overloaded. So I believe there might be, you know, a real desire out there for simplicity from mm-hmm. customers or clients, and ease of deployment, and actually something that's actionable or that can kind of really drive tangible results. A lot of the products on the market claim to kind of give insights and to provide things, but I think a lot of people are becoming a bit skeptical about, you know, the big claims that these products and solutions say they can provide. And they really just want to strip it back and see exactly, you know, I want to invest in this, show me the return. So I think it's becoming a lot more transactional, especially as bigger companies get involved and the finance departments often kind of has a say or a casting vote in what's being done these days. So for me, I hope 2015 we'll see a move towards solutions that genuinely help the end user instead of just producing reams of data points that often do more to confuse than inform. I also think, well, we'll see the final wave of adoption into social media marketing. And this is speaking from the UK perspective, certainly, that there's still a lot of companies out there that have been slow to see the value or jump on board social media marketing. And that may seem strange to some of your audience, but we definitely see it with some small businesses over in the UK, that whether it's that they just don't have enough time or they don't have the expertise or they just don't have the confidence to go out there and do social media marketing. So we believe that in 2015, those kind of companies that have been holding back for a certain amount of time now kind of almost have to jump on board and really have to get involved with what social media can offer. Otherwise, they do run the risk of being left behind. So I think we'll see a focus on simplicity, on having small businesses finally adopt and industries that have been potentially quite slow to take advantage of social media finally get on board. And I hope that will be good for the market, as it will clean out the offerings, produce some simplicity, and see more and more people gain from social media in general.
Well, that's a great thing, because you know what? With social media, there's just so much noise, and that's the problem. So if you can provide something that will be of value to anyone, brands, consumers, influencers, what have you, then that's a great thing. Because that's the thing. With social media, there's just so much noise. You know, there really is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And unfortunately, there's more and more companies coming out as APIs become easier to plug into. Developers become more willing to try out new ideas and promote new products. And this is great. But the important thing is that, you know, as many companies come in every year, we need them to exit as well and leave behind only the ones that, as you say, really deliver customer value, because otherwise it can be confusing and muddy the waters, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, this is great. So now I'm just going to ask you, what product features and innovations do you think will be prevalent this year?
Sure. For us at Socialist, we probably have been looking at three core innovations that we think will be prevalent in 2015. The first one will be a stronger focus on competitor analysis. We believe that the siloed approach of showing a brand's performance in isolation will finally die out this year. We believe that those kind of data solutions and analytics providers are essentially meaningless. I mean, think, for example, if you own a business and I tell you that this month you had 100 engagements on Facebook, you know, that might be fantastic or it could be terrible. It all depends on what your nearest competitors are doing. It's all relative. So also by looking at your competitors, you can understand more about your market and your customers. It's far better to have a wider view of what's going on out there than just having a siloed view of just what's happening with your brand. It gives you much more insights, and it can really save you a lot of time and hopefully help you drive smarter decisions. So a definite focus on competitor analytics across the board, I think that'll be key. The second one, and obviously key for this call, is influencer marketing. It's been toyed with numerous times. We obviously mentioned Clout and Cred and other such brands, but we certainly feel this is still a very important area. If anything, it's the holy grail for marketers who want to find out who are the most active, loyal, and influential followers or fans for any chosen brand, because these are the people that can really change your brand's trajectory. If you can engage with these people and you can get them to share and endorse your brand, then word of mouth marketing, to me anyway, is still the most powerful form. It's cheap, it's effective, and it can build fantastic brand awareness and affinity. So this is an area that we focus heavily on, and we believe that our clients and, you know, all the other providers in the market should certainly be paying attention to this going forward. And the third that's been very popular with a lot of people at the moment has been wearable tech. So, I mean, Google Glasses may have had a shaky start, but this is an area that will continue to explode over the next few years. Mm-hmm. And for marketers in particular, we think there needs to be a way to access this information and use it for their own advantage. I mean, if you look at things such as real-time and geographical marketing, these are going to be huge over the next year or two, with retailers often pushing offers, sales, and recommendations to people as they shop. And we do think that wearables is a huge opportunity for kind of real-time savvy marketers to really get closer to brands and, I mean, sorry, to consumers. So this wearable element could really close the gap between the average customer on the street and the big brand. So we'll certainly be keeping a close eye on wearable and how we can potentially integrate some of those elements into our own offering.
Wow, that's great. I think what you're doing is very, very, very good. So, you know, I'm going to ask you, what is the one thing that your customers will want to be doing in, like, this year? What do you think that they're going to need to focus on? What should they focus on this year?
Yeah, good question. It's interesting. I'd say it's mostly a structural thing that we're seeing. So for our bigger clients, so our bigger brands and our agencies that have big teams, they tend to be moving towards bringing their social media solutions and technology in-house, as they quickly see the power of social media and realize now that it's certainly an established channel and it's here mm-hmm. to stay. So why not bring that under the larger umbrella of their own company and treat it almost as a you know, a telephony or a mail function, as you would do with the other channels that obviously have huge teams and huge budgets. For smaller to medium businesses, they also see social as an incredibly important kind of part of their business, but often it's not feasible for them to do it themselves. So for them, they're looking to outsource larger elements of their requirements. So I believe it's going to be a structural difference, and it depends where your business sets. But across the board, all our clients, big or small, are looking for ways to enhance their social offering as it becomes a more accepted part of their business strategy. But obviously how they go about that will change. So we're seeing a shift for bigger brands wanting to license our technology and use the technology, but get their own personnel to run it and get their own reporting and have their own insights off the back of it, and vice versa. So smaller businesses, we're actually seeing an increase in them looking for us to do more reports and to actually manage elements of their social, as they want to increase their social media activities but don't necessarily have the time or resource to do it themselves. So, yeah, very much on kind of where your business sits.
Well, that's absolutely true, because this is the thing. A lot of people really don't realize how time-consuming social media really can be, especially if they really want to be effective and get past through all the noise out there. So you're absolutely right, and this is one thing that I really, really stress to clients all the time. You can't do your social media yourself. You've got your business to take care of. Let the ones who are meant to do it for you. So that's actually a really good point, you know, because they got to stay on top. they got to stay on top of the game. I mean, there's, again, as I've said many, many times already, there's just so much noise out there, and that's the thing. We want to make sure that you get through all that, you know? And I'm just going to ask you something. Are you going to also have a scoring system sort of like Clout or not?
It's a good question, and it's something we've been toying with. We do have an algorithm now that gives you a ranking influence. Now, we don't do anything as opaque as Clout. We want it to be very transparent with what we do. So we have it all available. So what we do is we look at the audience size of a follower. We look at their relevance to the market, and we look at the amount of engagements they've had with your brand or your competitors. And then we use those three factors to determine how influential they are. Now, we also give our clients the ability to cut and slice that however they want. So if they just want to look at the people with the largest audience, they can see that, and vice versa. If they just want to look at people that are engaging the most with their topics, then again, they can see people who, for example, might have retweeted, 20 times, et cetera. So they can build up the picture how they best see fit. And we think that's important as well because, influence can mean different things to different people. And some people are only interested in audience, whereas, others are more interested in the more of the loyalty factor to a certain topic or market. So I think at the moment we're going to stick with that. And that was one of the big problems with Clout as well, that people often said that it was potentially arbitrary, that they didn't know how it was being worked out. And in some ways it led to it created a bit of mystique, which is always a good thing. But in other ways, kind of industry experts did critique them for that as well. So for us, we're probably going to leave it how it is for the moment. But, things can always change. And if people are looking for that, then it's something that we might consider doing in the future.
Mm-hmm. No, I see. And listen, I'm not here to dog Clout or any other analytic system. That's not the purpose. However, one thing I do want to bring up is that a lot of people get too attached to their Clout scores to the point where they're gaming it because they get too attached. Oh boy, let's see if I can get up to this number or that number. So it really is not relevant as to what the real purpose of it really was supposed to be. I mean, people just get too attached to the score. So I think what you're doing is good, and it's good that you're really thinking through whether you're going to add that kind of feature or not. And I think it's wonderful that you're making it as transparent as possible, because that is, as you said, it's one thing that did frustrate a lot of people. How are these scores calculated? What is going on? What's really happening? Where do I really rank? How influential am I really? So if you can really reveal that to customers and anyone, that would be great. That's really wonderful. That's great what you're doing.
I agree with you on that point, and that's something that we've made a conscious decision to do. And, for anyone who's kind of using social media on a regular basis for marketing or for work or professionally, that is one of the major problems that the general market faces, I believe, and it's the fact that it can be gamed, and that it often, there are loopholes and ways to kind of artificially inflate certain products or solutions or outcomes, and that's something that, unfortunately is there and is part of the industry, and clever marketeers will of course take advantage of that, and that's when there's, rewards up for grabs for having, X amount of views or engagements, then of course people are going to take that opportunity. But for us, it's always been about trying to be as clear and transparent and as organic as possible. So that's certainly something that's kind of core to our offering.
Well, that's good, because that will make a lot of people happy. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, hopefully.
So now I'm going to ask you, what piece of advice would you give new businesses or businesses who perhaps haven't really got into social media?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the main thing to think about is, what do you want to get out of social before you take the plunge? There are so many things you can do, so many channels, so many tools, and countless conversations, that if you don't define your goals up front, it can get a little bit overwhelming and very difficult to kind of measure any success. Okay. So I would say the first thing to think about is, what kind of business are you? What kind of channels, where do your customers, congregate? What kind of channels should you therefore pick? And what kind of outcomes are you looking for? Are you looking for, you know, more brand awareness, more leads, or just generally kind of trying to stay in touch with people and get feedback? Whatever it is, write it down, think about it, and then see what kind of simple steps you can put in place to realize those. There's a plethora of information on the internet, of course, that you can go and kind of get advice on. And the other thing to do is there's hundreds of social media, or thousands of social media professionals out there who are more than willing to have a chat and connect and see if they can maybe give you a pointer in the right direction. So
that's right.
Don't be afraid to reach out. I think that's the beauty of social media, right? You know, if you're not sure about something, there's a whole world out there of people who are experts and who are passionate about it. So bounce ideas around the people. And the core concept with everything we do, and this is the same for marketing all over, but test and learn. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying something out. You know, just as long as you measure it and then you tweak it to try and make it better for next time, that would be the main thing I would try and drum into people all along.
Yeah, no, that's actually very good advice, and it's all true. I mean, there's no shortage of help out there, that's for certain. There really is not. So, Peter, I'm going to finally ask you, how can people get connected to you? How can they get connected to Socialists?
Yeah, sure. We have. You can contact us on Twitter, at Socialist, S-O-C-I-O-L-U-S, or just go and check our website out and leave us a message. It's www.socialist, which is S-O-C-I-O-L-U-S.com. You'll see me on there. You see me on Twitter as well, Peter D'Souza, and LinkedIn. So, you know, of course, all the social channels for people to connect with me on. And, yeah, come and check us out. If you have any questions or any comments or you just want to try it out yourself, then we're always more than happy to talk to people and see if there's anything we can do to help them with.
Well, that's great. And you know what, Peter? I'm going to have all of this information on my upcoming blog post as well. So just stay tuned for that. So the information
Fantastic.
Will be out there, and everybody will know what they need to know about how to connect with you, and they'll connect with you through my site. So anyway, thank you so much, Peter. This was very, very informative, and I'm sure many people have learned a lot about influencer marketing and social media just from this. So thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for your time, and I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Okay. All right, wonderful. So thanks, everyone. Have yourselves a wonderful day, and have yourselves a great rest of the week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.